This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Yes, it is time to make a deal. We're going to go on a Phillies blind date here. Kyle will give us a resume here of a player, and we'll say whether or not we want the Phillies to go and trade for him. We could even try to guess if we could figure it out. All right, Kyle.
I feel like I'm on Love is Blind right now.
It's exactly what it is.
So I'm actually, this one I think is going to be pretty easy for you guys.
Okay.
A little bit less thinking in
There's no shot I'll get it, but I'll try.
Well, this is more about whether or not you would be interested in the player.
Okay.
Yeah. As opposed to, guessing it. But I think this is going to be a clear yes from everybody. I just looked up and down his stats and I can't really find something where I'm like, I can't find any reason to not want this guy.
Okay.
Barring the asking price being insane, which I don't think it would be. So it's a right-handed relief pitcher, 30 years old, is a two-time All-Star, pitching to a 2.53 ERA in 2025. It's not even his best season in terms of ERA. Coming off of, I would say, without a doubt, his worst season as like a full-time relief pitcher, 5.77 ERA last season. So I guess that's something notable to look at. But he's a career 3.27 ERA guy, so that was definitely on the very low end of ERA for this guy. 2.53 this season, 32 innings pitched. Now, 45 strikeouts in those 32 innings pitched, only 9 walks, and he has 13 saves.
So I actually think I know who this is.
Really? One more year of arbitration, so he's a free agent after 2026, and it is very clear that the team he's on is going to be selling. The 1 year left on the deal, the age makes me think that he would not cost you too much, but you never know. So I think I know the answer to this, but you guys both would be interested in this player.
I'm interested, yeah. I mean, the 5 ERA last year is like, not what happened there.
Yeah.
Can I try to guess the division he's in?
Yeah.
NL Central?
Yes.
Can I guess the team?
Yeah.
Well, now, actually, never mind. I'm wrong.
It's the Pirates.
Now there's the NL Central.
Pirates?
Yes.
So I thought it was actually the dude the Phillies had last year.
No.
Oh, which would have been interesting. Carlos Estevez.
His numbers are actually, I think, pretty good.
They are.
He's leading the American League at saves, Estevez.
Yeah,
he's in the All-Star game.
I think his stats are similar to who he just read.
Yeah.
They
probably are. Yeah. This is David Bednar.
It is David Bednar.
I would take David Bednar.
Yeah.
So
I heard his name a lot. I didn't realize just how actually good he was until I looked at his stats.
He's had a weird year. So he was really bad the first 2 weeks of the season, I think, and that was a continuation last year. They sent him down to the minors. He went to the minors this season, and since he's come back, he's been...
I don't love that.
Well, the same thing. it's kind of reminiscent. Remember, Alvarado was sent to the minors the year the Phillies made the World Series, and then he came back and dominated the rest of the way. I would take Bednar.
It was the strikeout numbers, the strikeout-to-walk ratio in 32 innings that really hit me. 45 strikeouts.
Is he close to 31? Do you know?
Yes. So I think he's, let's see, it says on
like,
his
is he
going to
be 32
reference.
All of a sudden is my point?
No, well.
He turns 31 in October. So he'll play next season at 31 years
old.
Okay,
so you'll get a full year of him under 32.
Yep. Last year was the outlier. I mean, 253, 200, 261, 253. Last year was bad.
And what do you think it costs?
It's not going to cost you Miller or Painter.
Right. Justin Crawford.
You think it would cost Crawford? And how much longer is he under control? How much longer is he under control?
This guy, the Bednar?
Yeah.
He's got one more year.
So you get him for 2 playoff races.
Free agent after next season.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a nothing all. You have to give something for
Crawford him. Thing does make it interesting.
Would you say, let's just say they call today and say, here's Bednar. You give us Justin Crawford.
Yeah, good.
I would say yes.
I just don't think I would. Now, Fransky made a good point, which is the interesting thing about a reliever is he could have one big outing for you and it completely changes your entire postseason. Like if he saves a game, not literally saves, but let's say he comes in the seventh inning and basically helps you win a game too, then that's ultra important. But man, giving up on Crawford's future on a chance that he pitches in a high leverage spot, I just don't think I can.
So let me give you a comp. The guy was just in the All-Star game the other night. In 2016, the Cubs felt like they were one piece away from winning the World Series, and they hadn't won in 100 years, right? So they really were interested in winning it. They traded Gleyber Torres, who was one of the top prospects in baseball, for Aroldis Chapman. And Aroldis Chapman saves huge games in October. Yeah. They win the World Series. Now, Torres has made 3 All-Star games. He's been a good player. Like, he's not an MVP, but he's... Like, Justin Crawford, he could be a 2- or 3-time All-Star. He could be good. I think the Cubs would still make... Like, if you go back, I don't think they regret the deal. I mean, they won the World Series.
The tough thing about giving up a young player is you basically have to win the World Series to make it worth it. If they go... If this guy that they trade for is awesome... Now, I guess you have him next year, but you don't win it, then you've... You're the Phillies aren't rebuilding this offseason, but they are at a moment of change where they have to make a lot of decisions, and you will have given up one of the better young pieces you have on a hope you win it.
Ironically, the other side is in the late 80s, Larry Anderson was traded for Jeff Bagwell, and the Red Sox did not win with Larry Anderson, and Jeff Bagwell became one of the greatest players of all time. I mean, it's the risk you take. It's like trading a draft pick, like at the trade deadline.
I just think the Phillies got to try to remove emotion from this. I understand the desire to want to go in. It's just not a smart thing to do to give up one of
your... But what is the point of all this, then?
The point of this is to remain competitive and give yourself as many chances at this as you can. The Phillies have a chance this year. We can debate how great of a chance, but they definitely have a chance to win it this year. If you trade one of these young pieces and you don't get it done, you could perhaps be severely impacting your chances for future years, multiple years.
Yeah, you could. I mean, I think... This is why Howie's so good at what he does, because I think he assesses the now and the future better than anybody.
It's also different in football.
It is. Yeah. But I just, like, I don't know how bright the Phillies' future is. Like, what if Schwarber...
I don't think their future is bright unless these prospects are good.
Right. So what if Schwarber leaves and the prospects aren't as good as we think? They could stink anyway, and then they didn't even really... Like, I think it would irk me 5 years from now if I'm like, the trade... Like, they went to the World Series, and then the next 3 trade deadlines were... Michael Lorenzen, Austin Hayes, and nothing. And I'd say they didn't give themselves the best shot.
So I get that, but I don't think you can use past trade deadlines to impact a decision you make now. Those trade deadlines are already passed, and they already blew it then. But you are at a different point than you were 3 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, in retrospect, they probably should have went more all-in three years ago when the guys were younger.
It. Correct.
They were more in their prime. Yeah, but we're here now. I would take Bednar. All right, 215-592-9495. Let's go back to the phones here. We've got to break this tie. It is Utley. It is Hurts. The final spot in our quarter century top five. The voting was super close when it came to all the listeners. We need your votes today. We'll add it up by the end and have ourselves a top five. Rich in Northeast Philly. Hey, Rich.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Rich, what's up?
Oh, my goodness. Well, just craziness going on. You know, first and foremost, I definitely think that we got to give the push to Utley. I think he definitely needs to go up.
Why?
Performance. Just, again, he pulled the whole entire – Jalen pulled us together, but not the way Utley did. He was just a beast. And as soon as he came up to the plate, the fans went nuts. Didn't matter what was going on. As soon as he came up to the plate, we thought we had a chance. He also did a lot of things, clutch things, I think, that were more clutch than Jalen. And it just stood out.
I mean, Jalen's been pretty clutch.
Yeah, but again, we talk about it. The defense, I believe, facilitates all the success that the Eagles as an organization has, which takes away from he's done.
The defense is definitely part of it. And I don't know if you mean it literally, but I don't think they are the full reason for the success. I mean, the offense was really good against Washington. The offense was really good in the Super Bowl.
Sure.
The defense was better, but the offense was really good. And throughout the year, the offense had to make a ton of plays. I mean, there were lots of moments throughout the year where Jalen on third and fourth down needed to make a play, and he did it. Like, think about the game after the Browns, right, where everyone's mad at him. They win
Giants
the game.
Game.
The Giants game. That game was close heading into halftime. Jalen on fourth and three hits A.J. down the field for a touchdown, and that game's over.
A remarkably similar play to before halftime against the Commanders in the title game.
Exactly.
It's like the same throw.
So I think we sometimes forget all of the big throws Jalen did make this year.
Well, he made one against the Jaguars to Devonta. He makes big throws down the sideline. It's the best thing he does as a thrower.
Though, the point I'm making. Like, he's a good third and fourth down quarterback.
I agree.
Yeah.
Let's continue with this chess. So point, counterpoint. So again, I would argue that with bullpen and pitching, you have a lot more on your shoulders as a pitcher. And again, you don't know if you're going to be getting yanked for another guy to come in a situation. So that is my argument. And also, again, you have a whole supporting cast when it comes to the defense that you can rely on. It's a different story when you're standing on the mound by yourself. So,
right, but Utley's not a pitcher. Right.
No. But we're talking about the Phillies, and we're talking about clutch. So that's what I'm saying. The context of the player and why they would get the nod.
Right. But then I guess my question you would be like, of Utley, a pitcher and a quarterback, there is far less pressure on Utley than those other two.
Yeah, but again, you're talking about 162 games versus 16. So context, this again, I would put Utley ahead.
The 16 games matter.
The other thing about Utley, I almost feel like, because everyone has a different favorite and who they like the best of that run, I always thought Utley's role as the one sandwiched in between Rollins and Howard was super important. He drove Rollins in a lot, but also part of the reason Ryan Howard had so many runs batted in is Utley was on base all the time. Like if Utley is not there, Ryan Howard's numbers are way different. Like, he was always on base for Ryan Howard. That was a big thing. Yeah,
sounds
it was
like
huge.
Utley played with a lot of talent.
Sure he did.
Hey, real quick, I'm so sorry if I can interrupt. All right, so now the whole thing is, it swerves me apart because I'm a 4-for-4 guy. I grew up in the city. What in the world has happened to the Sixers and the Flyers? Why? How in the world have we gotten to the point where it's not something where we're losing our minds, we're going nuts, and if there's not something that is being done, and I mean done, where these guys are 2010, 15 years, the Flyers are the only ones that I can really give a thumbs up to in this conversation. I'm going to be turned 50 in less than 2 weeks. And what do I have to show for in my whole lifetime?
So,
other than Phillies and Eagles success.
Yeah. So
having a midlife crisis over the Sixers and the Flyers.
It is funny because we said on Wednesday we're kind of living the golden era, like the 25 years, right? But not for the Sixers and the Flyers.
No.
And Broads made this point on his show yesterday. It is kind of sad how we've all just somewhat accepted the Sixers as irrelevant.
Yeah. No, it's just,
you know, like the Sixers were my favorite team growing up by far. And now, I mean, I, you know, I still like the Sixers, but we've all just kind of been like, yeah, they're not going to win this year. And we just move past
it's apathy.
We would never accept that for the Eagles.
No, we would scream and yell until they fix it. Rich, give us a concert we should go to.
Okay, so it's definitely got to be a Dave Matthews Band because it's a whole entire band and Red Rocks. Dave Matthews Band at Red Rocks is something that everyone and anyone in their lifetime should experience.
Red Rocks is the answer I was thinking of. In terms of a venue, yeah, I think Matthews that is the band. Spot. I've never been. I really
Where
want
is
to.
Red Rocks?
Colorado. It's like outside of Denver.
Oh, like they're Red Rocks?
It's literally I don't know if they carved it out of the stone or what, but it is in the rocks.
Like, oh, wow. Yeah. That sounds like an awesome place to go.
You should look at the pictures. It's really cool.
I will look at that. So, he's right. He's right about the Sixers and the Flyers. They just have fallen. I mean, part of it, too, is the Eagles are one of the best teams in all of sports. Yeah. Like, they're the most popular team in Philadelphia, and they've also become, like, if you make a list of the five best teams in professional sports.
Yeah, they're in the discussion.
They're in the discussion.
How many, who's would be ahead of them?
So you could say the Dodgers. The Dodgers have won at a ridiculous level for like 13 straight years.
The Chiefs, I think, would have to be.
Chiefs.
I mean, I'm trying to think in basketball.
Are the Celtics
The Celtics, maybe.
I think the Celtics and Eagles are pretty similar.
Yeah.
They both have been at multiple finals recently.
I mean, the Florida whatever and
Panthers?
Hockey. Yeah.
I like the Florida whatever.
The Florida whatever. Yeah.
Are you going to tell us about a soccer team that's in the mix?
I was thinking of it, but yeah. I'll
hold that
guys.
One. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's obviously teams overseas that are way better, but that's.
Yeah, that's for a different show. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What a dilemma I have. Yesterday, I said that Utley didn't belong on the top five or whatever.
But now you're reconsidering.
Yeah. Well, no. He still doesn't. But he belongs. He's over Jalen on this little thing you guys have going on today, mainly because of a longer tenure and better consistency. Jalen may pass him in 5 years, and we can revisit that, but I got to put Utley on there. It kind of pains me to do that.
But, I mean, isn't Jalen's resume somewhat comparable to Utley's in about half the
Not
time?
Yet.
I don't know. They both have a championship, right? Jalen's been to two. Utley's been to
but
two.
But Utley was in five All-Star games.
Correct. I think Jalen would have been in two Pro Bowls, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, Utley had way more time, and it sounds like they've accomplished, other than the longevity stats, like,
yes.
In terms
that's
of meaningful.
That's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, but that's just longevity.
Right. Well, you can't make an argument with somebody played 1 year and another guy played 10.
Yeah, but
well,
it's not one versus 10.
No, but I think it does bring up a larger point. Like, if we're just talking about best players, like Saquon had maybe one of the best seasons we've ever seen. He got maybe one or two fifth or fourth place votes. Like, people maybe put him on their list, but like, he didn't get the votes based on his talent.
Yeah, and look,
he's
Jeff,
just been here 1 year.
I think your point is fair that obviously doing it for 10 years is more impressive than doing it for four. Like, I understand that it's harder to do it for a longer time. I just think that when you look at the difficulty of their jobs and the importance of their jobs, that kind of cancels out the longevity for me.
Okay, so Joe, I have a beef with you and with you, Elliot.
Perfect.
In no way do I want Mike Trout here. Mike Trout is the Joel Embiid of Major League Baseball. He plays on it. He's had great stats. He's hurt all the time. He plays on a team that doesn't give a crap. They're a badly run organization. Why would we bring that here? He's best known in this area for sitting in the end zone and catching footballs from guys flipping it to him after they.
I don't disagree with almost all of that. Do you think they're going to find a bat better than him?
I don't know, but. That's to be determined. I just don't want him. Like, give me anybody else.
And that's part of finding a better bat, by the way. When you say find a better bat, the contract and the person is part of it.
Sure. You know, I actually think
the contract is the biggest part.
Yeah, well, it is. And it's not good. I mean, I recognize that. And Jeff, I actually think we have gone the other way with the Trout fatigue. It used to be, oh, bring him here because he's from Millville. Now everyone's like, oh, he's a loser who just wants to come root for the Eagles. If his name wasn't Mike Trout, if it was Bob Smith, and I said he played in Los Angeles and he had these numbers and this is his career, I think more people would say, all right, maybe it's worth the risk. I think actually it's flipped to where people are like, I'm done with Mike Trout. He's a loser now.
Yeah, I don't completely disagree with you, but I do think it matters that he's never played in meaningful baseball games.
I agree.
The team is acquiring someone for the sole purpose of playing great in meaningful baseball games. They're going to make the playoffs without whoever they trade for. They're going to, you know, be competitive. It's about finding someone in the biggest spots. Will they step up? And for what it's worth, in the biggest at-bat of Trout's life in the world baseball, whatever, he struck out. Like, he really doesn't. It's true.
It's sad that that's the biggest spot.
But it is. And he struck out, right? So there are not really any meaningful examples to point to where you would say Trout is someone you would trust in a big spot.
No, I with that I agree. I'm looking for the best player. And I think it's almost fine on the radar that he's back. Because, you know, I'll be real, as someone who's wanted him here, he hasn't played super well in a while. This is like the last month and a half is the best I've seen him in probably 3 years. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Joe, Kyle, EST, what's up, my dog?
What up, Terrence?
What's up?
Hey, man, I got a couple bones to pick with y'all, man.
Okay.
First of all, I'm out on the Trout thing, man. I feel like he's going to be so excited if he does come here. He's going to pop something or spring something the first day he's here. So I don't want Trout. I feel like he's injury prone. I'll take anybody else. But I do agree that we do need a bat in the lineup. But I'm a little out on Trout. Being that what ESP says, his track record or losing teams, he hasn't played in pressure situations, and his injury history. I feel like we already have enough injury problems with Harper and Nola that I feel like no one to Trout. Let's get to the Jalen business, man.
Okay.
Because, like, I heard you guys talking about my man, and I agree with the other caller before. Right now, I feel like I told Kyle we had a little argument. Right now, it's 50-50, but I feel like Jalen has the more upside right now. He's outperformed Utley. He's been to two Super Bowls. Utley's been to two championships, but that one versus New York, they got shut down. They didn't show up. I mean, New York outplayed them. They outclassed them in that World Series. So I want to go with Jalen Hurts, man, because I feel like, all right, imagine you guys are in a barbershop. All right, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, Kyle, you're in a barbershop.
Joe doesn't go in barbershops.
Yeah, I just shaved my own head.
And you're in there with another guy, and you're talking sports about sports teams. And they're talking about the Eagles and who's better than what team, what quarterback better than what team. Are you guys going to defend Jalen? Are you guys going to side with a Cowboys team or a Cowboys fan or a Chiefs fan? Because I feel like he doesn't get enough credit.
Yeah,
for
Kyle,
what
if you're on the
man.
Bachelor party this weekend and they start ripping into Jalen, what are you going to say?
What are you going to say, man? You guys,
I'm
going to
join him.
Well, Eric, Terrence, here's my answer. I'm going to do the same thing I do here. It depends on what the conversation is. If someone comes up to me and says, Jalen Hurts stinks and Jalen Hurts is worse than Dak, I'll say, no, you're wrong. Jalen Hurts is a really good quarterback. He's a champion, and Dak's never won anything. And he's declining anyway. But if someone comes up to me and says, Joe, actually, Josh Allen is terrible and Jalen Hurts is better, or Josh Allen's a loser and Jalen Hurts is better, I'd say, come on, man. Jalen Hurts is good, but Josh Allen's not a loser. I would say the same thing I say here every day.
I don't think you're getting invited to any Terrence's parties.
Well, that, you know what? But I wish I was.
He's not the weakest link of the team. Like, he had a different coordinator in 5 years. I don't think any other quarterback can perform on a high level the way he has with five different coordinators in the last 5 years. No other quarterback can do that.
Perhaps not. And that's certainly an attribute of his, that he adapts very well.
Yeah, and they were... We know going into the season that they're a run heavy team because they figured out when the offensive line went to Sirianni and they said they wanted to run the ball more, they wanted to pound the ball, control the clock more. We knew this, but we knew Jalen Hurts, he didn't have a good season overall passing wise. But I feel like we can't knock him for that Rams game. It was a snow game.
Matt Stafford threw for 320 yards. Snow game.
Joe, he was throwing Dicky Duck passes the whole game, and we were playing all summer.
Thinking dunk.
I can do that in the snow.
No.
See, now the barbershop talk's going off the rails.
But did Stafford run for a 45-yard touchdown?
No, he did not.
Okay, so again, I understand the obsession with passing, but I think we go too far where it's all you focus on.
But wouldn't you say, okay, that's fine. Wouldn't you say if
Stafford had a 45-yard touchdown pass, I think that is something you guys would bring up quite a bit.
Could you imagine Stafford with a 45-yard touchdown run?
It would be wild. Yeah. Right, but that's fine. And I know with Terrence, quickly, give us your concert we need to go to. What do you got?
I will. Quick question, guys. Since Jalen Hurts has a good year throwing the ball,
concert.
They don't win the Super Bowl. Where you guys gonna rate him at? Where you guys gonna put him at? If he has a great year throwing, but he doesn't complete the job, and he had an excellent season, but he doesn't finish the job, where we get put up there with the top quarterback?
If he has an excellent season, like he's an MVP candidate, I'll probably rank him higher.
What if he has a crap season, Terrence?
Then this is another discussion.
What do you got for us? What is the concert we need to go to?
I mean, I've been actually privileged to go to a lot of concerts, man, in my life. 2 years ago, my daughters, man, and I don't compare it to the Cowboy Carter tour, but I went to Beyonce to the Renaissance, my daughter, the Renaissance tour in Philadelphia. That was pretty good. She brought out Jay-Z. It was a great
Beyonce
concert. And
see, I wish she would have brought out Jay-Z in New York when I was there. It was disappointing she didn't.
But it's a great experience, man. These people go crazy for Beyonce. Yeah. she's one of the, like, her Taylor Swift, like, I don't understand that they get so much, the crowd, the fans, they go crazy about these stars, man, but definitely a good experience.
You got it, Terrence. We appreciate the phone call.
So what's his answer there? Beyonce, I guess?
I wrote down Beyonce. Okay. He was all over the place. That's all right. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls. Final hour to get in the voting. Who deserves the last spot? Hurts or Utley, the quarter century top five in all of Philadelphia sports. Also, when we get back, we are what, like five days away?
Best time of the year.
From Elliott's favorite time of football season, the start of training camp. We'll get some of the biggest storylines Elliott is looking forward to at Eagles camp. That's next on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.